Aren't you glad you braved the rain to come today? Our second lesson comes from Jesus' words from the Sermon on the Mount, the fifth chapter of Matthew's Gospel, verses 13 through 16. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on the lampstand. It gives light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. This is one of those passages that's easy for us to misread, because we're prone to think of God primarily in terms of law, that is, telling us what we should or should not do. It's easy for us to hear this passage of Jesus where he tells his disciples then and now, that they better be salt and light. Or maybe we look for Jesus to tell us how to be salt and light. Or maybe things that we ought to be doing if we want to continue to be salt and light. But that's not what's going on here at all. What Jesus is saying in this passage is sheer declaration and sheer promise. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And because that's true, Jesus said, we won't be able to help but do the things that salt and light do. Preserve, add flavor, illumine, guide. In short, because God has created us to help each other and to care for the world, we can't help but live into that identity. And I know at times that can be difficult. Day after day, after all, we see evidence of in the lives of those around us, and if we're honest, in our own lives, to recognize that we don't always live up to Jesus' pronouncement. We fall short. We hide our light and wonder how in the world this can possibly be true, which I believe is one of the reasons it's so important to be part of the church. Not simply by going to church, which is a good thing to do, and not simply because Jesus wants us to be the church, which I'm sure God does as well, but rather that when we are part of the church, when we come to church, we hear words of confession and forgiveness by which we can acknowledge where and how we have fallen short. Oh, how many times a day do I mess up? But together we hear those words of forgiveness and love and are commissioned once again every Sunday, week after week, to go and to be salt and light for the world. Being salt and light is not something we do. It's who we are. And every time we come to church, we're reminded that whatever our successes and failures, whatever our good deeds or our misdeeds, whatever we've done or whatever has been done to us, our essential identity is as God's beloved children, called to be salt and light. And that hasn't changed. Last Mother's Day, one of my daughters, my middle daughter, gave me, props to you, gave me this bracelet. Well, actually, she didn't give it to me as a gift. She went shopping at a store owned by a friend of mine in Lexington, and that friend gave her this bracelet to give to me along with the gift that she had purchased. This bracelet says, "Get to." Get to. It's a reminder every time I look at it to shift my thinking. When I start to moan and groan about what I have to do, I consciously change those words to get to. I get to make my bed every morning. I have a bed to sleep in and a roof over my head. I get to take my medications on a regular basis. I will live longer and I will be healthier because I do. I get to prepare charge conference reports. Tay, we get to do that in the next couple of weeks. I serve a church that is actively involved in mission and ministry, and I am excited about having the opportunity to brag on y'all. When we reframe our mindset, like Larry said, when we focus on our opportunities rather than our obligations, when we begin to practice gratitude, it's contagious. Sometimes I know stewardship can feel like an obligation, like a have to. But in reality, supporting our church out of the resources that God has given us is the best get to that we have. We get to support the spiritual development of our children and our youth. We get to provide meals for people in our community twice a month. We get to maintain a wonderful facility where people grow in faith, that physically shelters us from the storms outside and spiritually shelters us through our fellowship with another from the storms of life. We get to offer help and hope and home in so many different ways, day after day, week after week, year after year. We get to be salt of the earth and light of the world. We are those who are loved by God, who know we are loved by God, so that we can share that love with others. We just can't help ourselves. Why? Because Jesus told us that a city built on a hill cannot be hidden. Today, we get to make a commitment of our financial resources to the church for the coming year. In doing so, we get to express our gratitude to God for all that God has done, is doing, and will do in us and for us. You received a pledge card in the mail this week or in your bulletin this morning. And I invite you to fill it out if you haven't already done so. And after our morning prayer, during the hymn that follows that, I invite you to bring it and pray, place it on the chancel rail as we sing our hymn of response, or place it in the offering basket later in the service if that's more comfortable for you. If you're worshiping with us online this morning, if you're not able to be here, if the weather has kept you away, if you're traveling, next week you get to have another opportunity to turn in your pledge card, or you can call the church office, talk to our financial secretary, Keisha, and she'll be able to help you do that. Our ministry teams have been working hard this fall. They've been planning. They've been dreaming. They've been discerning what they feel God is calling us to do in the coming year. Our pledges help them move from hope to get to. I want to be part of that. I hope, I pray that you do as well, to let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.